Brilliance Audio presents Hollywood by Gore Vidal, performed by Grover Gardner. Chapter 1. Slowly, William Randolph Hearst lowered his vast bear-like body into a handsome Biedermeier chair, all scrolls and lyres and marquetry. "Tell no one I'm in Washington," he commanded. Then slowly he blinked his pale blue eyes at Blaise Delacroix Sanford. Although Blaise was now 41 and the publisher of the Washington Tribune, he was still awed by his former chief and mentor, Don Gray in his 54th year, the most famous newspaper publisher in the world, owner of dozens of journals and magazines, and, most curiously, the recent begetter of that worldwide sensation, a photoplay serial called The Perils of Pauline. "I won't, of course." Blaise sat on the edge of his desk, flexing leg muscles. Unlike the chief, Blaise was in excellent physical shape. He rode horseback every day, played squash in his own court, fought age. "Millicent and I've been spending the winter at the Breakers, you know, Palm Beach." The chief's face was Indian brown from the sun. Just past Hearst's head, Blaise could see through the window a partial view of 14th Street, until, with a dry, soft sigh, the Biedermeier chair crumpled in on itself like an accordion, and Hearst and chair were suddenly as one with the thick Persian carpet, and the view of 14th Street was now unobstructed. Blaise leapt to his feet. "I'm sorry." But Hearst serenely ignored gravity's interruption of his thought. He remained where he was on the floor, holding in one hand a fragile wooden lyre that had been an armrest. The Orpheus of popular journalism, thought Blaise wildly, unnerved by the sight. "Anyway, what I sneaked into town for was to find out whether or not there's anything to this Zimmerman telegram thing, and if there is, how are you going to play it? After all, you're the Washington publisher. I'm just New York." "And everywhere else. Personally, I think it's a hoax. Why don't you try another chair?" Hearst put down his lyre. "You know, I bought a whole house full of Biedermeier furniture when I was in Salzburg, and I shipped it back to New York, where I never got around to crating it. Don't think I will now." As slowly as Hearst...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?